Hey, welcome to Casual Yelling, the casual conversation podcast with like 30% more yelling, but we're going to make it less yelling. I'm Matt Elfring. As you can tell, there's no intro music, no Paul Heyman yelling at me. And that's for a reason. We are going to do a tonal shift in the show for a short while. I feel like I've spent the past few months talking about workers' rights and yelling about how we all need to be paid equally, how we all need to be treated equally in the workforce, and how management and CEOs can screw off. But I feel like we need to talk to ground level workers and talk to people doing creative things. So for the next few weeks, I'm going to be doing interviews with indie game developers. And originally this was going to be its own podcast on its own. I'm still lining up interviews for this, but I felt like this kind of fit into what casual yelling is. No one's yelling casually in these interviews, but they are talking about what they love and what they're doing and their creativity. And these are people working on their own games, making their own games. And I feel like that's really important to talk about and to promote and to, you know, hone in on what people are doing outside of getting screwed over by corporations. This is just kind of a brief intro to all that. There will be a new episode in the upcoming days, but this is just kind of the introduction to what's going to be going on for the upcoming episodes. This week's episode is just going to be me telling a story about the first time I did stand-up comedy at a place that I really wanted to do stand-up comedy as kind of the transition into what the show is going to be for probably a couple months. So that's about it. This is just a couple minutes of me saying, hey, thanks for listening to the show. We're going to kind of veer off anger a little bit. I'm also working on something very, very special that's taking up a lot of my time and research. So I can't talk too much about that like publicly online, but I am working and talking to a romance scammer right now. We'll just put it that way. I've talked to them on the phone. But we're kind of playing the game of like, oh, I'm trapped and this romance scammer loves me and I love them. And I just kind of want to see how this all plays out, how you can avoid this scam and how it would probably make the person who is being scammed feel. I'll get in more in depth with it probably within a couple months, but the romance one and pig butchering have always intrigued me, and so I just kind of wanted to go through the steps to talk about what happens and what you have to deal with when talking to these people and how you should avoid it. That's it. So this is the tonal shift before we do interviews, before another tonal shift into the world of scamming. This show is all over the place. I'm well aware. We'll see you soon. Bye.